Saturday. Set to rock and roll here in St. Paul. Pierre Lambert and Gord Dwyer, the referees. Bevin Mills and Devin Berg will work the lines. And all the big boys are on the ice to begin. Go for a change, as does Vegas. Some speed through the neutral zone. Backhander on goal. Victor Olofsson gets the shot away, and the quick tester for Philip Gustafson. Looks like an easy out for Minnesota. Those never are, as Gustav Nyquist got a second chance at it. Nyquist was the player offside. Here he is, onside. He gets the shot away, and Aiden Hill had to be ready for that. In the high bumper. Stone got it across. Olofsson trying to go backdoor, and he just shot it wide. Here's Theodore. Off for Olofsson now. Gets it back for Theodore. Wrist shot, score! Shea Theodore on the power play lights the lamp for Vegas. And if the crowd was concerned to begin with, there's even more of that now.
They're worried about the one-timer from Eichel. Theodore has time just to walk down. Stone does a great job in front of Gustafson as well, taking his eyes away. You can see all the time Theodore has heads up the entire way, just picks that top corner. It's a great angle. Gustafson's leaning to his left, looking around Stone.
Nicholas Waugh got it down for Smith, for Hanifin. Carlson now. That shot through traffic, very similar to the puck that went in. That time Gustafson able to make the save. Eichel backhand spins away, goes to the forehand, gets away from Bogosian, got it all the way across. Well, Petrangelo finds Theodore through traffic. And Gustafson, the glove save, and no rebound.
That sounds like a lot of talent. You're not mistaken. When I asked Cassidy about it, he said he wouldn't commit to just how long they'd be together because they all can.
For Nyquist, goes through everyone. Here's Rossi now. Back to the point for Faber. Walks the line, lets the wrister go, hits off the post. Golden opportunity for Brock Faber, right back the other way. That shot is stopped. Brandon Saad coming down. Shorthand.
Faber does a good job walking there. Saad doesn't stay with him. He thinks there's going to be a switch up top. That opens up the lane, but he hits the post. And then Saad comes back the other way.
Middleton for Trennan. To go back the other way. Here's Eichel. Leaves for Stone. Makes the move. Here's Carlson. Backhands towards the net. And glove down by Gustafson. Had goals in three straight games in this series. Minnesota jumps on Bruce James. Set it in front. Unbelievable chance. Foligno can't believe he didn't get there. There was contact as he was shooting it. Hanifin might have saved the day there.
Trying to put a push on here. It's going to be Foligno on the back door.
Kolesar finishes his hit as he does every time. Here's Boldy. He's got a step. On Theodore, trying to cut in. Boldy gets a shot. Loose puck in front. Middleton following up. Stopped by Aiden Hill. Clean faceoff win. Eriksson Ek so good at those. Shot by Faber, got knocked out. Loose puck in front. Boldy couldn't pick up the change. And Aiden Hill had to be ready for that. Foligno gets it back to the point. Looked all the way down. Centered in front. Loose puck. Foligno got another shot. Aiden Hill, another save. Here's Nicholas Waugh behind the net trying to set up. Bogosian trying to chase him down. Haig, the shot. Loose puck side of the net. Close call there. Arguably the top tandem offensively in these Stanley Cup playoffs. Both with five goals, tied for the league lead. That shot, no traffic in front. Hill's going to stop that every time. Here's Boldy looking for the stick and finds it. Zuccarello. Boldy on it there. Tried to center. Good strong work by Hurdle in his own end. Back from Middleton. Swings it across. Here's Spurgeon on the backhand. Hops on Middleton over his stick. Able to recover, though.
Yeah, a couple times here for Minnesota. Those passes are bouncing on him. They can't connect.
Here's Brandon Saad. Got a step. Backhand. He's in. Big save. Philip Gustafson. Unbelievable offensive skills, presence, vision. That shot just missed the mark. Wraparound opportunity. Here's Pearson, got the shot away. And Gustafson made the save. Here's Zuccarello. Spins, gives it to Foligno with some speed. Through Hartman. Foligno will stay on it. Back behind the net. Hanifin will chase him down. Final 8 seconds of period number one. Quick one-timer shot to score! Hartman gets it to go! Minnesota tied. ties it with 4 seconds left in the first period.
So while cycling the puck and creating plays from behind the net, it's Foligno going to use his big body, create some space from Hanifin, and Hartman just pops into that soft area. One times this puck, it's almost a floater in, changeup on Hill, as he can't see it coming in. It's White Cloud, who's defending Zuccarello, is right in front of him. And they hope it's in about a week from now. Game three of the next round of the playoffs. Underway, Vegas in white, Wild in the green. Shot in, and right away, Philip Gustafson has to steer it away to the corner. Eichel trying to dig it free from Faber. Stone was double-teamed, nearly came away with the puck anyway. And Kaprizov looking to break on Theodore. Kaprizov had a step. Good job by Shea Theodore. Able to stay with him. Boldy sets up the one-timer from Spurgeon. Is stopped by Aiden Hill, and a good tester there. Kaprizov looked like he was trying to set it up for the one-timer. Didn't let it go. Now the wrist shot is stopped. And good rebound control as Hill pumps it to the corner. Here's Boldy now. Wild is set up well here. Boldy thinking about the shot. Able to get the deflection from Erickson Ek. But Hill never had to move. Puck squirts free. Here's Spurgeon across for Kaprizov. Lets it go. Good job, Aiden Hill. Top of his crease, cutting down the angle. And no rebound. He's got the puck. Down low here, Stone. Centers, high slot. Theodore missed the mark. Close quarters there. Here's Stone. Net front presence goes hard to the net. Knocked aside. Gustafson, big save there. And doing it in Las Vegas, where he remains one of the, maybe the most popular Golden Knight in their brief franchise history. He is beloved. Here's Eichel. Forehand, backhand, forehand, score! Jack Eichel puts Vegas on top with his first goal of the series. And it comes with 3:48 to play in the second.
One chance. Eichel's been quiet all game, and Stone just does a great little area chip pass out of the reach of Kaprizov. He saw Eichel had a step, little backhand to forehand under the glove of Gustafson. A nice little feather pass there from Stone. As Eichel shows off the mitts to take the 2-1 lead, his first of the series. But he's heating up at the right time.
So maybe one last period of Minnesota Wild hockey, and maybe a one last period in the NHL for goaltender Marc-Andre Fleury in his outstanding career in his 21st NHL season.
Led them to the Stanley Cup, the Vegas Golden Knights, when they won, and long rangy decor, that physicality through the 7-game series.
Kaprizov feathers it through, shot is stopped. Hartman got the opportunity. Another great scoring chance for Minnesota.
And then it was Hartman. Nice pass there from Kaprizov, but Hill stops it.
Theodore looks to set things up, finds Eichel. Off for Stone. Stone to the front, trying to jam it home. Knocked aside by Gustafson, held the post.
Gustafson, a couple big saves on this penalty kill. This is a strong move by Stone, trying to use his reach to go far side.
Carlson back to the point now. Theodore, wrist one through traffic, stop. Eichel had an empty net and fanned on the shot.
Twice.
Boldy went down to block it. Eichel could have ended the game there. Another life for the Minnesota Wild. That shot deflected by Mark Stone out of midair. And it's a 2-goal lead for the Golden Knights. And that might be the end of the Wild.
But Vegas continues the pressure as McNabb throws this in front of the net. Stone does a great job body position on Boldy and knocks that puck out of midair behind Gustafson. What hand-eye coordination. A little butt play in front.
Middleton trying to squeeze through. Everybody's back in a white sweater now. Collision in front, loose puck side of the net. Hill knocked around and they score. Hartman with a second effort. Don't go anywhere. Ryan Hartman has scored again. And it's a one-goal game with 3:27 left to play in regulation.
What a response here from the Minnesota Wild. Get the puck deep, get pucks to the net. As their season's on the line, and Hartman with the hard wrap as Hill just cannot get over. With traffic in front, his stick gets tied up with Johansson.
it. Neither could Kaprizov. Zuccarello goes back. Faber lets it fly. Another shot block. That time by Stone. And another shot block. 1 second left. And the horn will sound. And that will end it. The Vegas Golden Knights hang on.